wounded. Congress is facing another shutdown deadline. Lawmakers need to pass a $1.2 trillion government funding bill by midnight tomorrow. House lawmakers are expected to vote on the bill sometime tomorrow, and then it has to be sent over to the Senate for approval. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the issue of the day is a question. Has America abandoned our ethics and our morals and the basic foundation that's caused America to be great? Have we abandoned that? When we look at the moral declension promulgated and pushed by the Biden administration, and all of the acolytes within the orbit of the Biden power, we see everything that America was built on being eviscerated, destroyed, circumvented. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing the destruction of the American foundations. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand if we leave God out, if we abandon God, abandon the Bible, make the Bible illegal. Just before the news break, I was talking about, here's the headline, top scripture group blocked from handing out free Bibles. And it's talking about in the state of Georgia, where one of the major hospital groups there just ousted the Gideon's International from placing Bibles in the rooms of the patients in the hospital. This article says the corporation, which is talking about the healthcare system, provides health services to hundreds of thousands of people in 40 counties in Georgia. The Gideon's has had its Bible in the systems, hospital system for months after maintaining a working relationship for years and years and years. The question being raised, why is inclusion practices, why would it be used to exclude Christians from sharing Bibles with those who are sick and even on their deathbed? The Gideon's, a group dates back to 1899, has handed out more than 2 billion Bibles in more than 95 languages in 200 countries and territories, according to their report. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the fact that we've already banned the Bible in the classrooms, we banned the flag, we banned prayer, and now, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing where the Bible is being banned openly, prayer being banned openly, and without prayer, without the Bible, without God, we're hopeless. In fact, in Psalms chapter 33 and verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We have fallen from that. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's because we've not taken the responsibility as Christians that we should have taken, that we still should take, and that is being salt and light. Salt is worthless if it remains in the shaker. Light is worthless if it's hidden and cannot be seen. So I believe it's the, we can place the blame, if you want to find blame, place the blame squarely on the doorsteps of our churches, squarely on the backs of our pastors that have refused to lead the way in taking a stand for truth, for morals, for ethics, for values that our nation's foundations are built upon. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Unblug, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. All right. Hey, are you a glutton for punishment? I got to ask.
I'm just speaking the truth. Punishment.
Well, okay. I listened to 2 minutes of AOC there, and I was lamenting and grieving. And
I watched,
you listened to
I watched
a couple
more than,
hours?
I watched almost 5 minutes of her dialogue and diatribe.
Hey, better man than I am. It's funny that you should mention the Gideons. I remember a time when you could go to any motel room in the United States of America and find a Bible in one of the end tables there in a drawer. I don't think you could do that anymore.
Well, in fact, most of the time you can go to most motels, hotels, and lodges across America and you find the Book of Mormons. But in many cases, you'll not find the B-I-B-L-E, the truth book.
Yeah, it used to be common. I called in response to the constitutional questions or the constitutional remarks earlier there. The Declaration of Independence is pretty straightforward there. It's an indictment of a foreign or of a government that had sway over citizenry, taxation without representation being an issue, basic human rights being violated, consent of the government. And then the Bill of Rights was an offshoot of those that original indictment, as our founding fathers saw that all human beings had these basic fundamental rights. If you look at government itself, I don't understand how a Supreme Court justice like Ketanji Jackson Brown can say that the government needs those rights when all government rights are enumerated within the Constitution. And they're pretty easy. It's a pretty easy read there. Basically, promotion of interstate commerce, postal system there, maritime protection of naval waters and free trade, along with security of the borders and the ability to levy armies to secure or defend the nation, where she thinks that the United States government needs any more enumeration of their powers that's granted outside of the Constitution is a worrisome thing. I'm not a lawyer, but I can figure that one out. And also, I'm not a lawyer nor a biologist, but I surely know what a woman is.
Well, Ketanji Jackson does not know what a woman is. Somebody needs to scream out as one one radio talk show host or television host said recently, said the answer to Ketanji Jackson's I don't know what a woman is, he said, it's your mama.
That's about as straightforward as it gets, right?
That's right. I find it not only ironic, but I find it sad when we have people like that is placed in a position of U.S. Supreme Court, and then it's even has a greater sense of sadness and an ominous point when you have somebody like AOC simply coming out of a background of being a barfly, and maybe some might be, bothered by that statement. But if a barfly can become a U.S. House of Representatives, I said to my wife, I said, I need to run. You know, there's a problem with the level of intelligence, the level of moral and ethic values of those that we're finding placed into leadership in our government. But, Jim, here's a question. The Supreme Court's heard the oral argument. It went by 90 minutes. I was surprised by the fact it was just a 90-minute hearing about the future destiny of America and our First Amendment right. In my most humble opinion, the decision this Supreme Court will make about what they're going to do with our First Amendment right is going to determine the destiny of America. That's my position. I believe that we're going to find a 5-4 decision, and I believe that even the conservatives are going to try to split the baby, try to give the left Marxist that's on the Supreme Court, try to give them some relief and make them happy, and at the same time try to make the people happy. I believe somehow, some way, they're going to infringe on, they're going to bifurcate, or they're going to try to add to or modify our First Amendment right. And if there's any modification, any bifurcation, any reduction of it, then the First Amendment right is gone, gone, gone. And without that, Jim, my opinion, speak to what you think, my opinion, without the First Amendment, you may as well just cancel all the other amendments.
Well, without the First Amendment right to freedom of assembly, address of grievance to the government, the freedom to worship Jesus Christ in a church, to me, that is a fundamental right there that is not given by the government. It's given by God.
Absolutely.
And if they do that, what will happen is once a right is taken away, you don't get that right back. You don't ever get that right back. It will take much more than a polling booth to get that right back. What fascinates me the most about the church and government is they try to keep the separation, but yet just about everywhere I have ever voted, now correct me if I'm wrong, but my polling station is inside of a church.
Mm-hmm.
And just about almost every polling station I've ever been to has either been in a public library or a church.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things, Jim, that one of the things that I want our listeners to be impressed with as a result of this broadcast today is that we're rapidly becoming a non-Christian nation. I'm looking at a headline. I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs and get your take on it. Canadian bill could send Christians to jail just for quoting the Bible. A proposed law that will be up for a vote shortly will strip free speech protections away from religious groups opposing the LGBTQ ideology under the pretense of fighting anti-Semitism and hate speech. According to an emailed press release from the human rights organization International Christian Concern, could remove protections for speaking about religion from the Canadian Criminal Code. The bill states that its aim is to stem the promotion of hatred and anti-Semitism by repealing the two sections of the criminal code containing the religious protections. The bottom line is this bill, if passed, and the dictator for Canada has already said he's going to sign it, this bill, this law, will make it illegal for even carrying a Bible, quoting a Bible, reading a Bible in the nation of Canada. This reads, and then I want your statement, your quote, your thoughts on it. Any religious or faith-based expression that is critical of any gender ideology, child sexualization, and child sex change will be deemed hate speech against the LGBTQ community. It will be a devastating legal tool to attack people of faith in Canada and allow the politicians working through the courts and the police to send devout Christians to jail just for quoting the Bible or any other religious material, end quote. So, Jim, I see what we see taking place today with our freedom of speech in the lurch. I see us headed on the fast track exactly as Canada, as China, as Russia, as Iran, as North Korea, and all of the nations that reject anything that's called Christian belief. I see us inverting everything that once was to something that was not and should not be in America. What are your thoughts? What is the fix? What is the your position? How should we stand? What should we do?
Well, I look at Canada, and obviously it is part of the Commonwealth of the United Kingdom. I don't know if they still currently are, but a lot of the Commonwealth law, the common law, came from England. So if you look at our northern neighbor there, that's a barometer of what's happening in Europe as well as what's coming to the United States.
Right.
I would hope that the Canadians would rise up against this, but if you look at the past example of the trucker strike in Ottawa and how they broke them by seizing their accounts, arresting them, depriving them of fuel to run their tractors, of food to eat while they were there. They did everything that they could to disrupt and disband that expression of free speech, and all they wanted basically was just an open conversation about the COVID vaccine. So what we see going on north is just a precursor of what's going to come here.
Absolutely. That's my belief. And Jim, one final thing. With this question about free speech and Ketanji Jackson and her expression that it will hamstring the federal government for another emergency, what she's alluding to and what she was simply saying in a covert fashion was that the next COVID pandemic or the next plandemic that we have, she wants the federal government to be in a position to force the churches to close, to force people to take the vaccination, to force people to wear a mask, and to have that authority. And the only thing that's protected us thus far is for us to be able to refuse to wear a mask, refuse to take the vaccination, refuse to close our churches, is the religious liberties and the freedom of speech as encapsulated in our First Amendment right. And if she has her way with it at all, and I believe she will have sway with the two lesbians that's on the Supreme Court along with her vote, and I believe that we're going to wind up with a major, major, major bifurcation of our First Amendment right. That saddens me because it will take away anything that we call the fundamental foundation of our nation. So, Jim, it deserves our attention, deserves our prayer, and I pray that preachers that may be listening and Christians that are listening will insist that their pastor speak about these issues openly, honestly, without fear and without favor. We're going to have to go back to the fundamentals of the truth of the Word of God from the pulpits in America if we're going to save our nation from utter annihilation and destruction. Jim, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your input. Spot on. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth now. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Our telephone lines are open. We invite you to call. What are your thoughts? Do you see America abandoning our morals and ethics and values? I'm looking at another headline. North Carolina School Board faces attack over a prayer. There's a big battle over prayer in Lumberton, North Carolina. The school board of Robertson County always opens their meeting with a word of prayer. We need more prayer in our nations, in our nation's godless educational system. But it was a prayer delivered by the board member, Henry Brewer, that triggered some local atheists. Mr. Brewer asked Almighty God and the wise God to help board members make great decisions and to give the superintendent strength. He concluded his prayer, as any good Christian would, in the name of Jesus. Here's his prayer. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the battle. It's the battle over the Bible. It's the battle between good and evil. It's the battle between Satan and the Savior. It's the battle between Satan and God being played out. And it is the Marxist approach to destroy a nation. And we can't let that happen. This man's prayer, let us pray. Almighty and wise God, creator of the universe, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us this day to see. We thank you, Lord, tonight, God, for the invitation to be able to come, Lord, tonight, and to pray with these men and women to make great decisions for the public school of Robertson County. We ask you, Lord, tonight to strengthen the superintendent from day to day as he makes decisions for public schools in Robertson County. We pray tonight, Father, for each board member as they make decisions. Lord, as they make their decisions concerning the public schools of Robertson County. Father, we thank you again for this day that you allowed us to see. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. This article then says, faster than you could say, Madeline Murray O'Hara, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, filed a complaint. They say school boards are not allowed to invoke the Almighty, and in doing so, they broke the law. They said such prayers are insensitive, intimidating, and coercive, and should not be in the public arena. So, ladies and gentlemen, if that's what we see taking place, and it is on a rampant basis, we see our privilege, our freedom of speech, our freedom of thought, our freedom of association. We see our freedoms being eviscerated and undermined, and at the same time, we see our federal government today demoralizing, destroying further and further and further the morals and ethics and values. I'm looking at a headline. The Senate wants to fund, wants funding for $1 million for a gay, sex, and kink club. No, you didn't hear that wrong. I read it exactly right. This article reads, your tax dollars are about to fund renovation for a gay, sex, and bondage club. Uncovered, some friends of the tax group uncovered a $1 million expenditure designated for an LGBT club called Avary, A-V-I-A-R-Y. The club is not so much for faint-hearted fowl as it is for sex and bondage and dungeon and kink parties. The Senate Appropriation Committee says the money will be used to renovate the LGBTQ Center in Pennsylvania at the request of Senator Bob Casey and Senator John Fetterman. Later, Fetterman requested that the expenditure be removed from the ominous bill. But there's a big problem. It cannot be removed. The only hope is that the House of Representatives vote down the entire bill, which, by the way, is filled with all sorts of insane spending, including $15 million to electronically track all cattle in America. Voters' votes should light up the phones on Capitol Hill today and tell lawmakers this is one bill they should not whip, that is, not carry into action. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what is taking place with the fundamental foundation of America, our ethics and our morals and our biblical values being eviscerated and being carried out under the leadership of Joe Biden and the feckless group that's around him that's enforcing these insane rules, regulations, and laws, most of it by executive power. I'm looking at a headline, gender studies exposed as something far more disturbing than actual studies. A new report stunningly has revealed that those studies regarding gender dysphoria, studies used to promote the scientifically impossible ideology that men can become women or vice versa, are not studies at all. Essentially, they're nothing but propaganda. A group of scientists reviewed the compendium of current studies on gender dysphoria. The researchers reviewed 5,765 scientific articles across 46 different health, psychology, science, and social humanities and databases. The report said what these scientists found is that nearly all the published research around gender affirmation includes significant flaws. These flaws would never be justified in actual scientific diagnostic procedures without the highly coordinated social and political pressure campaign by the rabid LGBTQ sodomite community. It is waging the war. Goes on to talk about what is happening with this, but ladies and gentlemen, the whole bottom line is our educational system from kindergarten right on through the university level is eaten up with the socialist Marxist agenda of destroying the morals and the ethics and the values of our once great nation. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalms 11:3 reminds us. The scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that when we see these things taking place, we need to understand, first of all, that we cannot put our trust in man. In Psalms 146:3, the scripture says, put not your trust in princes nor in the son of man in whom there is no help. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thanks for taking my call. This topic is something we could really go on for quite a while, but you know, it's just fascinating as I sit here listening to this, and I tell friends this all the time, you're reading right out of the pages of the Bible. This whole story, this whole scenario can be found in the pages of the Bible, and that's what gives me hope, and I think most of us hope, because we know God is in control, and we know that evil is lurking around every corner, and unfortunately, it's worked its way into our government. And of course, our founders even told us that, you know, if evil men, you know, come into power, then our country will be gone. And I don't doubt that whatsoever. I just started a book by Ted Cruz. It's about 15 years old. It's called A Time for Truth. And just in the introduction, he's already talking about the corruption in the Senate. And it's not coming from the Democrats. It's the collusion between the Democrats and Republicans. And, of course, he is a new senator. He's standing firm on what he told his people that he would do, but they're pressuring him to go along to get along. But that's just part of it. And that's what, you know, worries me somewhat about our election coming up, the corruption that's in our government. But I just have to keep turning back and going back to our Father and understanding that everything that's going on is according to his will. And our country has turned its back on God.
Right.
That's why I continue to pray for the remnant. Throughout the Bible, we talk about the remnant, those few that are left, that he holds the whole thing together, that he hears from them, and then, he blesses them. And that's what my prayer is, that the remnant will stand firm, stand strong, and just start, you know, pushing the word out there more and more and more. We're going to be arrested. We're going to be put in jail. I know people don't think that's coming, but all you got to do is look around and see that it's not far off. But
Danny, it's on the fast track for that. We're already being persecuted and prosecuted by the socialist Marxist DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the DHS, et cetera, all the three-letter acronymed organizations that I call them thugs with badges. Parents today, if a parent goes in and argues before the school board about the sodomite agenda that's being taught in the classroom as sex education, then you're considered a domestic terrorist. If we stand for the flag, if we vote for Trump, if we say that the election was stolen in 2020, then we're viewed as terrorist. We're viewed as a Christian nationalist, which is supposed to be a bad term today. But yet at the same time, let me read you this headline and give your thoughts, get your thoughts on it quickly. U.S. intelligence official says, cross-dressing makes me feel better as an intelligence officer. And this is from a high-level intelligence person that's a male that comes to work dressed as a female and says it gives him more thoughtfulness, it gives him more intelligence, and a better officer. That's what we see taking place, Danny, from the top down, that's demoralizing, that's disintegrating, and denigrating anything that we call morals, ethics, and values. So what would be your thought to that? We've got about 40 seconds.
Yeah, just I would say this. Once again, it goes back to the fathers, the founders of our country, which were based on the Bible theories, but the Bible itself, that they talked about that if corruption, you know, gets in our government, there goes our country. I mean, Dr. Youngblood, sometimes I just want to look at somebody and say, really? Is this really what you believe? It's just so ludicrous. But right will seem wrong, wrong will seem right, and if we're not there, I don't know where we are.
That's where we are, brother. The next thing on the count of God is the rapture of the church, and I tell everybody, we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Danny, thank you so much for your call. We're delighted to have you on there each time with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious subject. Has America abandoned our ethics, values, and morals and our foundation? I believe we have, and I believe it's time for Christians to look up. I believe it's time for us to speak up, be visible, vocal, and victorious. Thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time as, once again, we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and